Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Sharon Stills, your co-host for the Long Haul COVID Summit. I'm like here in the dark. I'm going to try and get the sun shining on me. I'm recording earlier because we have a very special guest from Germany. And so to accommodate and not have him do the interview in the middle of the night, I'm up early and the sun is in a weird place at my desk. So I'm here. And I'm trying to get the sun shining so you can actually see me, but it is a privilege to be here with you, with one of our very special sponsors. I have two people with me today because there's just so much good information. And I am so passionate about, as you probably know by now, bringing European bioregulatory medicine to the forefront and for helping with all these chronic illnesses. We have so many solutions that come over from Germany that for those of you who are in the States listening, that we're just not fully aware of. And so my goal for today is to make you aware of one of my favorite technologies. And I can't have thought of anyone better to do it with than Robert Weber, who's here from Germany. He is works with Weber Medical Lasers in Germany. He's the son of the founder, and he's, you know, we're going to hear it right from his mouth, all the amazing stuff they've been doing with long haul and chronic illness. And then I also have with us today Jennifer Mealy, who's also a dear friend, an amazing human and healer, and she is the liaison, the partner of Weber here in the States. And she also runs a clinic down in Mexico where they're doing a lot of laser technology using the Weber machine. And so it's just a beautiful thing to be here with you both this morning and to be sharing this information. So if you each just want to say hi, if there's anything else you want to add to who you are or why you're here, and, you know, just say hi to the audience, and then we will jump in and start educating.
Yeah, thank you very much for the introduction and for the invitation for today. So hello from Germany. As Sharon already said, my name is Robert Weber. We are working in research, education, and of course also selling the modern laser equipment for different indications, but I think we will go more into detail during the interview now. So yeah, thanks again for having us, and we're looking forward to this talk.
Wonderful.
And this is Jennifer Mealy. So thank you again, Dr. Stills, for having us on and the entire DocTalks team. It's a pleasure to be on with you, also a wonderful and dear friend, as is Robert as well. I got into this field for personal health reasons and family as well, and then started studying in the research side of protocol development, which is what kind of prompted myself and my business partner to open a clinic in Mexico for investigational research. We also focus with another company on health education and have been honored to work as a partnership with Weber Medical in ongoing research, protocol development. Photodynamic therapy is amazing, and we see so many different applications, and we're just touching the precipice. So we're here today to kind of share on what we've seen both clinically and also what we've seen with our clients. So we could keep talking for hours about what we do and who we are, right? But I know you're going to be asking questions, so we should probably go that way.
Fantastic. Well, I'm just thrilled. I'm trying to like get in the, I like look very dark, but I'm just going to focus because that's what's most important. So let's just start because, you know, we hear laser and we think, oh, like hair laser removal, or we don't necessarily think about, oh, I have a chronic illness, I have a chronic virus, I'm going to institute a laser. And you also mentioned the word photodynamic therapy. So I think to start off with, just so we can, you know, get the playing field level, like, what is Weber laser? Why are you here talking about long haul COVID? And what is photodynamic therapy? These are not terms we hear thrown around in the States when we're talking medicine or chronic viral illness.
Yeah, I think that's a good starting point to explain a little bit about the basics or the basic differences of lasers and how they are used in medicine. So what you are referring to first are hard lasers, for example, which can be used in surgery or hair removal, tattoo removal, and things like that. But this is not what we are talking about today or what we are using and researching in our clinics. We are talking about so-called low-level laser therapy or soft laser therapy, or nowadays also called photobiomodulation. So those are lasers in a range of 1 to 500 milliwatts. So lasers which cannot harm or destroy or heat or lead to heating in the tissue. They are able basically to repair tissue or cells, regenerate cells. So they are used in regenerative medicine for treating diseases, chronic disease. You can apply those lasers topically through the skin by external applications, mainly locally for treating pain areas or joint disorders and things like that. But what is even more interesting and innovative, especially when it comes to our technology, is that you can use such lasers inside the body. For example, you can put them directly into joints for joint repair in combination with cell therapies like PRP or stem cells. And you can also apply those lasers systemically by directly inserting a special sterile catheter into the vein, into the direct blood flow. And then you can stimulate your cells all over the body with low level light. And as you can imagine, we all know that light can be very beneficial for the body. So just a very basic example is the sunlight, which can improve vitamin D production and all those things. And so when you apply other colors of light inside the body, of course, you can initiate more very beneficial effects towards your cells. So we can basically energize our cells by stimulating mitochondria. We can bring down inflammation in the body, especially by blue light. And we can increase serotonin production and things like that by yellow light. So there are a lot of different things you can do with so-called low-level lasers. And then last but not least, there is this very interesting field of photodynamic therapy. What you're already talking about, this is again a little bit different principle, because in photodynamic therapy, you're not only applying a laser, you're combining it with a light sensitive substance. And by this procedure, you can, for example, target cancer cells, you can target viruses, bacteria, parasites. So the main difference is when you just take the laser, you can stimulate cells, you can regenerate things. And in photodynamic therapy, it's more about destroying something like a cancer cell, like a virus and things like that. So those are the key differences. And those are all things we can do with the technology we developed.
Perfect. So let's see, which direction shall we go first? So let's talk, you know, we're here thinking about viruses and long haul, which is such a predominant issue nowadays. Like, the landscape of medicine has really changed, where as a physician, you know, in your DDX, you have to be thinking about long haul now. You have to be thinking about, is there an injury from an inoculation? It's just, this is where we're at. And you guys have done some amazing studies and had amazing results when COVID was happening. So I'd love if you would share with the work that you were doing.
Yes, this is bringing us back to the area of photodynamic therapy. And also that's also my main background of research, is this field of so-called antimicrobial photodynamic therapy. So the more common application of photodynamic therapy is in cancer. But as I said before, it also works against viruses, parasites, bacteria. And in the past, we did a lot of research, for example, on malaria and things like that, where you're applying a photosensitizer, a light-sensitive substance inside the blood, and then you stimulate it with light, and you can basically kill all parasites in the body. We saw amazing results right after two treatments, basically the whole parasite count in the patient going down, all the symptoms relieved. So incredible, almost unbelievable. And then we, of course, also know all the lab data that that especially ultraviolet light and blue light in combination with riboflavin can also inactivate viruses. So there is, for example, a company in the US which is applying a system where they can sterilize blood products by giving riboflavin into the blood, and then they irradiate it with blue or UV light. And basically, they can kill all the viruses within the blood. So we had all those in vitro research available, and then it was our task to bring it into clinical practice. And yeah, then of course the whole COVID topic started, and our idea of course was right away, probably we can also use it in COVID patients. And actually the same company I was talking about already showed proof in vitro again that this whole procedure of riboflavin plus UV light is also able to kill COVID viruses. So of course we were very motivated to bring this into clinical practice. And yeah, then I think in the beginning of 2020, two of our team members, they traveled to Iran because we had a very good connection there to a lung clinic. And of course, you can imagine it was very difficult, even though we had a very promising approach, it was very difficult to find clinics who were interested in such an alternative approach, because everybody was looking for, yeah, for medication, for vaccinations and things like that. But we had a procedure which was very promising. And yeah, so we were very lucky that we had a clinic in Iran, a special lung clinic who was interested in applying this protocol to the patients. And yeah, we started it right away. We did 10 patients in the beginning, 10 patients in each group. We had a control group where they just received the standard medications, and our group, they received the photodynamic therapy. So we gave them riboflavin, vitamin B2 as capsules, both systemically for intake, but also we made a solution with it. So they could spray it into the nose and also gargle in the mouth area. So basically where all the entrance of the virus is. And then probably many of you know our so-called laser watch. So this is a home use device comparable to the systemic IV laser therapy. So you're putting this device on your wrist, on your wrist arteries. There are all the different light diodes included, and they are irradiating basically the blood in your arteries. So we give the IV or the riboflavin systemically and then stimulated by the watch in the bloodstream. But also we developed special applicators with blue and ultraviolet light, which you could put into the nose and into the throat area. So the patient took the riboflavin solution first, and then directly afterwards, after the riboflavin is bound to the virus, it is stimulated by the blue and UV light inside the nose and throat areas. And yeah, then we took, of course, all the viral counts of the patients. And it was very, very encouraging. Right after one or two treatments, you know, in the beginning, patients, they came into this clinic, and you can imagine patients who were really sick with COVID, who were looking for a clinic, they had very bad symptoms, a lot of coughing, pressure on the lung and all those things. And then after they came back on day two, and you could see an immediate relief already of the symptoms. So everybody was feeling much better, fever going down. So this was already very impressive. But then we also took all those viral counts, and we could see right away after a couple of treatments how basically the whole virus got inactivated by the treatment. And in this first treatment study, we had about 80% of the patients after 5 treatments completely COVID negative. So really impressive data. And then in the second step, we made an even higher study group with 70 people in the control group and in 70 people in the treatment group. And it was basically the same outcome. In the control group, there was no change in the patients, not concerning the symptoms, but also not in the viral count. But in our PDT group, basically after 2 or 3 treatments, you could really see the values dropping of the viral count. You could see the symptoms getting better. So very impressive. And yeah, it's a very simple treatment. It's not even something you need to do in a clinic with a big laser machine or so. It was because we knew we need to develop something for patients to treat it at home, especially in the early stages before it really comes to a bad development of the disease. So when the virus mainly is targeted or is located in the nose and throat areas, so you can directly inactivate it before it's getting to the bad stages. And yeah, it's a perfect prevention therapy, and also in the beginning just to keep the virus down to avoid all those very severe progressing of the disease. Yeah, so very impressive data.
So were they just doing that treatment alone, or were they also taking ivermectin and other things, or they were just doing the photodynamic therapy?
The photodynamic group did nothing except for the photodynamic treatment. In the other group, of course, they did those standard things, what they do, steroids and things like that in the beginning, when where they had no idea what they what to give patients. But in our group, they only received the photodynamic therapy.
And how many minutes a day, how many treatments were they? Was it 15 minutes a day, or how long?
Yeah, they did one treatment a day. And the local treatment of the affected areas is done for 20 minutes. And then you also use the watch for 1 hour additionally for your immune stimulation and for the systemic treatment of the blood, of course. But yeah, of course, you could also do it in the morning and in the evening, but in our group, they only did it once a day, and this was already very effective.
I mean, did everyone hear that? I mean, this is, you know, why isn't this being shouted from every rooftop and every front page? I mean, it's just remarkable. And so, and it's funny because I'm wearing my watch, and, you know, I almost don't want to show it because it seems so corny, like, oh, look at her, she's wearing the watch while she's in, but I'm old, you know. But I'm,
that just means you love it.
I love my watch. I do. I'm always, you know, and when I'm always on Zoom, I often have it on, and it's always comes into this conversation. What's that on your wrist? What are you wearing? But it's just such a powerful, powerful tool. And so that when you talk about what you guys did, it just blows my mind every time I hear it to a different level. So is there anything you want to add to that, Jenny?
I was just going to say that study has been published and can be shared with anyone that's interested too. And there were also other studies that were done a more independent side, which also came with the same results of PCR testing, viral testing. And we thought, if it's working in COVID, why couldn't we try looking into things like Epstein-Barr or cytomegalovirus? So we started doing that same protocol in our private center and with some other colleagues to kind of test that out. And sure enough, we did see reduction in those viral markers. So there's a lot there that we can still investigate and get benefit from.
Yes. So for long haul, for the folks that are listening who, you know, whether they had COVID, they had an inoculation, they are suffering, you know, the struggle is real. What would you say to them listening? Like, how can they integrate this to help them? And are you seeing it, you know, be as effective in these post-viral syndromes as in the acute?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially with the home care devices, again, because that's something you can use every day. It leads us a little bit back to what we were discussing in the beginning, because as I said, now in the acute stage, when you have the virus and you want to kill it, you're using this photodynamic approach with riboflavin in combination with the light. But then on the long run, if you have really chronic disease and chronic issues, long COVID related issues, then it's not about photodynamic therapy anymore. Then it's just the light, which can give you a lot of benefits, because as I said in the beginning, especially the red light, it's stimulating your immune system, it's energizing your cells, stimulating ATP production. We see with all those chronic fatigue issues, big improvements when using it every day. Then, of course, you can use it with other very powerful natural things like curcumin, for example. If you still have chronic inflammation in the body, you can bring it down very well by using like things like green tea extract, curcumin, very powerful natural things in combination with a watch with the different colors of lights. Of course, it's even better maybe if you really still have bad symptoms, maybe to start in a clinic where they are supplying the IV laser, maybe do a session of 10 treatments with very high dosage of the laser directly intravenously, maybe even in combination with IV curcumin or things like that. But then if you're still suffering on the long run, you can go with the oral strong things like curcumin or green tea extract and things like that in combination with a laser watch, or even with a so-called infrared helmet, which is very powerful for treating your brain-related issues, because we know a lot of long COVID people or patients, they have those not only chronic fatigue, but also especially brain fog issues. And that's something where you can really see a big difference when using the helmet, that you feel immediately how your brain is clearing up, you're getting more focused again. And that's a very, so we have different tools, different areas, how we can target those symptoms of long COVID.
So I don't usually wear my helmet when I'm on interviews,
but you could.
I have it in the other room, but, and I want to talk about the helmet, but before we go there, you've put in little interjections about the colors, and I thought maybe it would just be really helpful if we could just say each color and kind of what it does. I know I love color, and I think the listeners would probably have an appreciation if you could just say like what the red light does, what the yellow light does. I think that would be interesting.
Yeah, of course. So the red and the green lasers are the ones which are mostly good for energy supply, for oxygen, for better oxygen uptake in the tissue. Red is again stimulating the immune system, activating killer cells and all those things, improving microcirculation in the body. So those are the two like basic lasers. The blue is very good for bringing down inflammation in the body, treating infection and things like that, or blue and ultraviolet, the same thing. UV light, of course, is very well known that it's killing all those pathogens. And the yellow light is like the feel-good laser, which is very good in people with psychic diseases, with mental issues. Yeah, because it improves vitamin D, serotonin production, and all those things. And everybody who's taking the yellow, especially intravenously on a high dose, you can really see a difference in the mood of the patients.
It's like laser sunshine. Yeah. Anything you want to add, Jenny?
I think the only one we missed out, which is infrared, right, Robert? But infrared is usually utilized more in the topical field. It is used in some of the oncology applications for direct applications or intravenous, but mainly more topical because it penetrates much much deeper than the others due to the higher wavelength. The one thing you asked, and I just want to kind of go there, which will link in with the colors, is, you know, what would you recommend to the listeners on long haul COVID, all the symptomology they're dealing with, right? And I think because this is, for some people, they know a little bit about laser therapy and light therapy. And for others, this is the first time they might be hearing about it, whether you're a physician or someone that's just looking for something to use at home, right? There are so many different devices that you can utilize at home. Weber has designed some amazing ones that are clinically, I would say clinical grade, that would be used in a clinical facility, but that can also be utilized at home. So whether it's a physician applying it in their practice or a home care device, they're amazing. But there's different applications. There's the kit that Robert was talking about, which was the study was utilized for that, which was the laser watch, which you're hanging out there with Sharon, which the laser watch was designed to have attachments to it, which was the ultraviolet and the blue light for the nasal and oral application. That's one that was called the kit, but then there's also the laser watch alone that has a pad and a red light nasal attachment and ear attachment, which we've seen people with chronic tinnitus even improve by utilizing that over and over again. So with long haul syndrome, there's this list of syndromes or symptoms that they have, but everyone can be a little bit different, right? The biggest one that we've seen is the exhaustion, the fatigue, the kind of never getting the full taste or smell completely back. Kind of that sinus congestion, which is where we'll integrate things like the riboflavin or different things like that in combination with the watch or the attachments. But then we were mentioning there's also a helmet that can be utilized for neurological issues or a number of other things, actually, which we can go through. Then there's also a brand new device, which is called the Endolite, which is the new laser watch, which is basically what you'll notice with the Weber team is it's when, you know, one thing comes out, there's always something new that's even better. So you always have the best next thing, just depends on what time you get it. So it's fun though, because it's always trying to improve upon what you already have and make something better for the use of the customer or the physician. So by saying that, what I'm trying to share here is that every color has a different effect. The laser watch holds every one of the colors that Robert was just sharing with you, whether it's the new Endolite or the Spectra laser watch. So it's very beneficial because you can choose the modes and choose which color you'd like to utilize in that moment, whether it's blue, whether it's ultraviolet, whether you're looking to reduce inflammation because you have pain, or just give the body energy because you've been feeling in the dumps and you don't want to drink any more coffee. So that's just kind of a little comment to the people looking for what they can do. There's always guidelines and we can always kind of help them see what might be the best direction for them, depending on what they're dealing with. But we've never seen these devices not help at some level.
Fantastic. That's super helpful. And, you know, what I love about them is that, you know, I'm all about us having things for patients to do at home to empower themselves, where they're not reliant on always having to go in for an appointment. And so these are such amazing tools. So let's talk about the helmet, because that's a little bit different technology. So if you can kind of just talk about the helmet and the technology and what it's good for, because as you both mentioned, brain fog and neurological issues are a huge part of this long haul symptom picture.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. As we talked mainly about systemic approaches before, with the intravenous light or the watch, of course. By the way, we also need, as you are still using the Spectra, we need to send a new one to you also of this new Endolight devices, because this is our latest development and it's much more powerful now, 7 times stronger output and all those lasers inside now, even infrared. So this is even more effective now compared to the older watch models. Yeah, but this is more for systemic approach, and the helmet, of course, is something for local treatment of the brain. As Jenny already mentioned, the helmet is all infrared, because infrared is basically the wavelengths or the color of light with the best penetration through the skin, through bones. So if you really want to target the brain, you need to have infrared light to bring the light deep into the tissue. So inside this helmet, there are like 320 diodes inside, and then you just wear it on your head for half an hour. You can set different frequencies and things like that, and this way you directly stimulate the different areas of your brain. And we call this application transcranial therapy, and this is probably one of the best researched areas, because especially Professor Hamblin from Harvard University, he did a lot of research on transcranial infrared therapy, showing all those mitochondrial improvements with the infrared light. So he did very good basic research, and we on the other side did all the clinical research, and we collected a lot of studies and case reports over the last couple of years. And yeah, as you said already, it's, of course, you have all those general effects. It's clearing your brain, the brain fog. You feel more energized, you feel fresher and more focused, of course. So that's more the general effects. But of course, you can also treat things like Parkinson's, dementia, and all those brain-related issues, TBI, very well with the infrared helmet, and especially also cognitive things, mental issues, depression. Those are very good indications for the helmet. For example, we have a veteran organization from Florida working with the helmet now for a couple of years, and they are always giving me the most incredible testimonials with all their veterans fighting with depression, suicide tendencies, and all those things. And they are getting so much better by using this helmet on the brain for a couple of weeks. It's really impressive. And yeah, I'm always saying, especially for basically everybody who's maybe 60 or older, and you really want to stop your cognitive decline, which is happening to all of us at some point, you can really use this helmet very well, of course, for prevention of your brain-related things for the future.
And could you speak a little bit, because there are different frequencies, could you talk about the different frequencies, and are there any special frequencies you find with long haul chronic fatigue that are more beneficial?
We mostly work with continuous waves, so you have the option to put a frequency on the light. The frequency, for everybody who's not, who does not really know about the different terms, the frequency is like a pulsing. So if you have a frequency of 5 hertz, this means that the light is turned on and off 5 times per second. So it's like a specific additional information you can give into the body. And this is very well known, especially in the field of laser acupuncture, that you can do specific frequencies for treatment of diseases. But the research is, of course, very difficult with different frequencies, because you can imagine if you have a disease you want to research, and then you have like 100 patients and there are like thousands of different frequencies. You cannot really put every time a different frequency. It would be very difficult from a research point of view. So most research that has been done was performed with continuous wave, so just the light without a pulsing. But there are some specific studies, for example, for depression, showing very good effects of 10 hertz frequencies, and some other things with 40 hertz. There are also some good studies with TBI, but those are just smaller areas. We have, of course, a very good protocol guideline book for different diseases where we collected all the research and give recommendations for the treatments. But in general, the best researched area is the continuous wave treatment.
Mm-hmm. What do you have to say about the helmet, Jenny?
Well, I love it. That's fun. We actually designed a protocol utilizing the helmet with glioblastoma patients here in the clinic. And we had some very impressive results, actually. So we had reduction in tumor size by MRI testing, which was quite impressive. Now, granted, they were still doing a traditional program, but they were not getting that same result, which is why they looked for something else. And we integrated it with different photosensitizers, the natural and pharmaceutical agents that can upregulate or enhance the benefit of light therapy and vice versa. The other that we've seen amazing results with have been in post-stroke patients, vascularity issues to the brain. And then also another one that we've seen is Parkinson's recently. We've gotten some very, very interesting results with Parkinson's that they're getting a tremendous relief from the constant tremors. So, I mean, there's much more we can go into, but the neurological benefits of utilizing the helmet, whether it's just for prevention or if it's for something specific. We also deal with a lot of chronic infection and Lyme disease in our facility and autoimmune issues, which come along with a lot of neural inflammatory issues, right? And vascular problems. The one thing that the lasers in general are amazing with is to help reduce inflammatory responses and help with the vascularity. So when we use the helmet, we're finding that we're getting reduction in migraines, reduction in some of these head pressures that they're feeling. And it sometimes takes longer in one than another, but usually it's a fairly fast response, which is quite amazing.
Powerful, powerful, powerful stuff. I'm going to open a clinic just so I think of the old beauty parlors where you go and you get your like hair, you know, your perm set, and I'm just going to have Weber lasers, helmets, and people can just come in and, you know,
you can call it the light clinic. Light up your life. There you go. Light up your life.
So as we're winding down here, is there any clinical experience you want, you know, a patient story, anything you want to add for the listeners about long haul, just, you know, from each of you, just final words of wisdom? I think we've given a really good overview of what this is and why it's important and how it blends in with other things you're doing and how, you know, healing is so multifactorial on so many different levels. And we, you know, my goal is to really shift the consciousness from I need energy, what's the pill I'm going to take, even if it's a vitamin pill, to mm-hmm. Oh, I need energy, I need brain clarity, I can put light into my body, I can utilize the healing powers of lights and biophotons and cellular communication to heal. And Weber laser is such a beautiful, I mean, I'm so grateful for you guys, such a beautiful vehicle to do that. And so it's my hope in having you on that all of you who are listening go, wow, like, you know, it doesn't just have to come from a pill. It can come from a watch. It can come from a helmet. It can be what I'm putting in to regenerate and heal. So that's my desire. And so I'd just love for each of you to take a turn. If there's anything I didn't ask that you want to share that's important or parting thoughts, the stage is yours.
Yeah, I think that's a very good point. That's also very important, of course, is that light, photodynamic therapy, laser therapy, of course, is a natural therapy, completely non-toxic, no side effects at all. So something at least everybody can try without living in fear that it might lead to worsening of the symptoms or others or other diseases or whatever. So that's a very important thing. And yeah, in general, of course, we would love to encourage everybody who is fighting from long COVID or other chronic disease to give it a try. We have so many partner clinics in the US and worldwide where patients can go for treatment series to get started maybe. Or on the other side, of course, we are supplying all those protocols for home use with different devices, different supplements, very, very good things we develop with the university here, with the pharmacology department. So very potent, but all natural substances you can use for your body for regeneration in combination with the light, of course, that's our main focus. So yeah, we would love everybody to give this a try and to really, yeah, get back into better shape, because we get so much good feedback from all our patients here, from long COVID patients, people with low energy, with bad sleep, not able to work anymore. We get so much very positive feedback. Thoughts are getting clearer again, energy is coming back. So it's something really worth a try for sure.
At your clinic in Germany, before we go to, what's it? I haven't yet to visit your clinic in Germany. I'm hoping to change that this year. But what actually is it? Just, are you integrating other things there? What kind of happens at your clinic there?
Yeah, of course, you're very welcome to visit us. We're like an open house where we also like a training and educational center. So we always have doctors from all over the world coming and staying for a couple of days to watch the treatments, to learn about the treatment so they can apply it in their clinics as well. So it's the main focus of the clinic is photodynamic therapy, especially with cancer, because we see so good results with cancer. So we have a lot of international people flying in with very bad cancers where they want to avoid maybe chemo or radiation, or already did it without success. So they are coming for photodynamic therapy. We also do stem cell therapies, because we are one of the only, one of the very few clinics here in Europe with an official approval for doing stem cells in combination with the light, which is also very potent treatment for regeneration or regenerative therapies. And we combine it, of course, with other things like natural IVs, with hyperbaric oxygen therapy. So it's an integrative concept with a lot of different but all natural things.
Beautiful. And Jenny.
Yes.
Share some final beauty from you about just what you want people to know and what's happening down in Mexico with you and your clinic.
Well, thank you. And I can say that I've been to Germany many times and I absolutely love it there. So it's like a home away from home, just like Mexico is. So you're also the same, always to come and visit us in Mexico as well. Open book, as Robert said, for training and education also. We do focus on the photodynamic therapy protocols. We are a smaller, more one-on-one research clinic, been around for many years now. And we do integrate other therapies as well to try to also help both, you know, the patients, the clients, as well as the physicians, how they can integrate, whether it's photodynamic therapy or immune therapy or nutritional or different specialty IV biologics or nutrient IV formulas. We're really specializing in that now, is trying to make things, I don't want to use the word simpler because it's not simpler, but more direct, because I think a lot of times we overtreat. We throw so many things at it because we want to try to get someone better, but it doesn't mean the body can always handle that, which is one reason why light therapy is so amazing. As Robert was saying, it's natural. Right. And I do have one note to say on that, that it's not completely true. There is one side effect. You'll feel better. That's the one thing I can add in, is that there is a side effect and you will feel better. I personally cleared a blood clot in my leg with one of the first versions of the laser watch in about 3 days. I did not use any blood thinners of any kind. I used natural supplements with some enzymes and curcumin, but in 3 days, with a Doppler ultrasound, when I was told that, you know, it would be months for that clot to actually, you know, heal or move or clear, it was quite bad. So I have a personal experience among many with knowing that it definitely has an effect. Even something that most people would say is so simple and so small can have such a great effect. It's because of the quality of the product too, and the science behind it. So I think the listeners, we encourage you to investigate, ask questions, and look for a good product. And if you have questions and you want to know something about it, reach out to us. We're a team. We're here to answer. As Robert said, there's partner clinics all over, including not just us in Germany and Mexico, right? Mexico, right over the border from San Diego, by the way. Also, we have events every year, one in the United States, one in Thailand, and one in Germany, where it's the International Society of Laser Therapy Applications to share this knowledge with physicians and health conscious people. So it's there's always something that you can learn. I think it's an amazing field, and people need to, or should, if they'd like to, start investigating more.
Agree. It has definitely changed my clinical practice, my own physical health. And so, and now look, I'm lit.
Look at you. Yeah, the sun is just like perfect now.
The light has shone. It's operating hours over.
That was actually quite poetic because you had light shining on you at the beginning of a light conversation. So.
Well, thank you both for being here and for doing what you do. And, you know, just, and it is funny because you are constantly improving upon. And I know I got the vest laser with the attachments, and now there's another one. And I so appreciate that you know, there's always something we can improve upon. Medicine is a changing field and it's always growing. And that's why we have to stay on top of things. We can't get lazy, and Weber Medical Laser is definitely not lazy. And so you're always innovating and leading the way. So thank you both for being here. Thank you everyone for listening. We will get you that study because I think the study is, you know, so impressive. And so you can read through that. And if you have any questions, you know, we're all here to support you. I'm a huge fan. I've seen it make such a huge difference. So be well, everyone. Thanks for being here at the summit. And
thank you.
See you soon.
Thank you, everybody.